嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢，我们要说一个我觉得是人人爱的话题，就是吃。
Yes, everybody loves eating.
对，但是呢，这个吃你当然先要做啊。
That's right. How are you going to eat unless the food is cooked?
Speaking of cooking, 我们最近这段时间呢，就网上有一个说法啊，全民都变成了厨子。
Everyone's a chef.
Everyone is a chef now. 所以今天呢，我们就跟大家讲讲和这个烧菜啊和厨艺有关的一些英语。首先我们来看一下刚刚 Adam 说到的那个词 chef.
Yeah, that's right, chef. C-H-E-F. It's not chef, not like chief.
对，这个发音我们要注意哦，它是发 SH 的音。
That's right. But it's a little bit different than another word you guys might know, which is cook.
I know cook 就是 to cook, 烧菜。
Yes. Do you cook cooks?
这很恐怖吧。
Yeah, a little bit. Because cook can also be a noun. So a cook is...Well, it's not as high level as a chef. A chef is like a profession or like an art.
就是专业的厨师是一个 chef.
Right.
那我们平常人在家里烧菜呢，你就是一个 cook, 对不对？
Right. Like who cooks for your family or who is a good cook?
对对。但这里大家也要注意哦，这个 cook...名词的时候啊，形容人，它也是 C-O-O-K, 不要在后面加 E-R。加了 E-R 的话就是一个东西，比如电饭煲是一个 rice cooker. Right. 但是 Adam, 我要问你的，就比如我们现在说全民变厨子， Would you say everyone is a chef or everyone is a cook?
Well, I mean, I want to flatter everyone, of course, so I might say everyone's a chef. But
chef 让人感觉那个水平更高一点。
Right, but I've seen a lot of pictures that my friends have sent me, and even though it looks kind of good, it's not exactly Instagram worthy.
但我觉得另外还有一个词就是更能形容我们现在烧饭的这个状态，就是 we are all home cooks or home chefs.
Home chef is good. Home cook is a phrase, but I always think like, well, of course you're a home cook. Where are you going to cook? At the office?
对，所以如果你是一个厨艺很好的啊，但又不是一个专业厨师，then you can call yourself a home chef.
I like home chef.
对对对。那讲到这个厨艺好，英文我们要怎么说呢？
Well, we could say you're a great cook or a good cook, a wonderful cook. You could also use chef there. I'm a great chef.But you can also use another phrase that you guys are probably familiar with, good at cooking.
Good at something, 就是擅长做一件事啊。后面的动词呢，我们要加 ing。那另外 good 用在短语里面，是不是也可以说 good in the kitchen?
Yeah, this is a really good one, good in the kitchen. Because what are you doing in the kitchen? You are cooking in the kitchen.
但中文我们说厨艺好啊，比如厨艺这个艺就是前面你讲的像 the art.
The art, right, yeah.
但英文里面就不太会说 oh, you know, my art of cooking.
Well, there are books about cooking that are called the art of cooking. So you could say, you know, he is very artistic in the kitchen. But we don't really say his artistry is good.
所以我们刚刚分享的就是一些英语里最自然的厨艺好的表达啊。那讲到这个在家啊，大家都变成厨师，然后亲手制作这些可口美味的餐点。亲手做，我们以前的节目也教过大家，就可以说是 handmake, 是吧？ Or something is handmade.
That's right, but there's another word that's very, very, very close to it, which is homemade.
就在家里做的。
Right, so in the kitchen, there probably aren't a lot of things that you hand make.
不是啊，烧菜不就是要用手吗？
Maybe noodles, you can hand make noodles, but like you're not going to hand make...
红烧肉
right
OK 我 get 那个点了，就是因为说 handmade 就是你 要用手作为操作的那个 device 是吧、
right.
像我们炒一个菜虽然你是用手但是你要用一个铲子
Right, right, right
所以比如说、哦、我今天自己家里做了一顿大餐就是 a homemade meal
Right, yeah, exactly
嗯，好那现在我们大家都自己烧菜因为饭店也不太去所以自己做菜英语可以怎么说呢
Okay, this is a good one because there are two ways you can say itWell, when people ask me if I cook, they are very surprised to learn that, yes, I do, but I don't really cook for others, I cook for myself.
Oh, 那如果你也为家里人做呢?
You can cook for them.
I cook for my family.
Right, right, exactly.
就很重要的我们在 cook 和那个人之间要加 for 这个介词对不对?
Right, because if you say I cook myself, it kind of makes you think that you're...
把自己烧一烧
Right, you're in a pot of soup cooking.
Or you can say, you know, I made this by myself or I made it myself, 是吗
Yeah, that's another great question, one that we often get. I made something myself. That's great, that means you made it. But when you say I made it by myself, it means that no one helped you.
Oh, okay, okay. 然后你还可以说 I made this.From scratch,、mm. or I made this myself from scratch.
Right, right, right.
从头开始做啊，哎，就好像最近我在家煮茶叶蛋，然后卤豆腐干，然后还做薯条。I made it all by myself, especially with those 茶叶蛋。我没有买那个料包啊，我就自己调。
Right.
有八角啊，然后各种各样的东西。对。
Right. So when I made them, I did buy the spice mix. So I can't say that I made them from scratch.
Well, so we have a little competition going on. 因为 Adam 他现在家里做茶叶蛋，然后呢，他告诉我以后，我就很被你 inspire， 我说我也要做一下。
Yeah, so now the inspiration goes both ways because I want to make them from scratch, but better.
From scratch 意思就是你没有买那个调好的调味料啊什么的。
Right.
我当然我自己没有做酱油，不像李子柒那么厉害啊。Okay, 那讲了那么多，我自己烧自己做，那最主要的你做的好不好呢？你的厨艺是否进步了呢
？Okay, so that's the question here. 进步怎么说？
或者厨艺进步了
？Well, okay. So I mean, anything can improve.
Right, right,
right. So here for the topic of the day, we want to say my cooking has improved a lot.
对，所以重点啊，这个关键的动词是 to improve。那另外还有一个词就是 to progress， 不是也是进步的意思？
You obviously can say it, but this sounds like something that your teacher would say,、
oh.
or your child's teacher. Oh, he is progressing in math.
Okay, 所以 progress 的那个进步就是用在学习上更多。
Right, right, right.
嗯。How my cooking 啊，就是我的厨艺 has improved a lot.
Right. We might also say something like gotten a lot better. I mean, that sounds very, very like everyday spoken English.
很口语的。
Right.
另外还有一个my cooking has come a long way.
It's come a long way. Okay, so that's a good phrase because you can have a little bit of fun with it. For example, if you are cooking for your friends and they taste it, and then maybe they've...eaten your cooking before and it's better than it was but maybe it's still not very good、
mm-hmm.
it's certainly not an art you could say well you know so it's come a long way
oh so to come a long way 基本上就是现在还过得去但是意思就是你以前真的太差了是吧
it can mean that
okay 好那我想这段时间啊大家在家里也练就了一些拿手菜啊那英文拿手菜要怎么说呢
Well, probably the phrase that comes to mind first is my signature dish
Oh, signature dish Signature 有一个意思是签名所以你想如果这个菜这道 dish 是你的 signature dish 就是你做得很好的
Right, right
这个饭店里面它就我们也可以说这是这个 restaurant 的一道 signature dish.
Yes.
那可不可以说 this is my show off dish?
So I googled it. There are about 600 results for my show off dish. So the short answer is yes you can. Not a lot of people do.
所以 signature dish 更好一点。
Right.
好那我们今天最后呢就具体来 看看这些啊，大家在家里做的菜。我看了朋友圈，还有看一些微信的推送，基本上我觉得可以分为几个大类啊。第一个大类就是，哎，在家里学会了做一些硬菜。
嗯，
you know, 硬是 hard, 很 solid 的意思。
Right.
但是硬菜说的 it doesn't mean like the food is very hard.
Hard food, yeah, yeah. This would probably just be the main course.
就主菜就是一些比较复杂的，然后对
yeah,
也吃得饱的菜。
Exactly, it's the big one. It's the main event, the main course.
Oh, I like that phrase. It's the big one. I've learned how to cook some big ones.
The big ones.
The big ones. 然后小吃点心类。
The small ones?
Maybe.
We won't say that, no. We'd say that the appetizers, maybe.
Oh, appetizers, 一些什么开胃菜啊或者凉菜是吧
Right, right. So when we talk about snacks or even we talk about dim sum, you know, like that is not part of a meal for us. A snack is something that you just have.
我觉得 snack 不是更多想到什么薯片啊什么的
Yeah, chips.
那我说的点心是比如我自己在家蒸包子啦然后蒸什么花卷啊
Right, so again, when I'm thinking about like a Western meal, we wouldn't really have
that as part
of the meal, right? But anything that comes out before the main course is really just an appetizer.
Okay.
Unless it's a soup or salad, in which case it is then called a soup or salad.
好那最后一个大类呢就是很多朋友喜欢做蛋糕甜点烘焙类的
Okay, so they like to bake
Yeah, into baking 最后我有一个会让你兴奋的点、
mm-hmm.
最近很多朋友说哎呀复工了以后卖凉皮的都要失业了因为现在人人都会做凉皮发现那么简单
Yeah, it's too bad
凉皮英语怎么说
Okay, so this is the big question I always say cold noodles But thenIf I say cold noodles, there are going to be 1,000 comments that say...
冷面
Right, exactly. So, you know, of course there is a difference between 凉皮 and 冷面, but in English, everyone would just say, oh, cold noodles.
那这个凉皮那个皮是用 rice 米做 Can you、
yeah.
say like cold rice,
rice noodles? Yeah, you could.
Kind of.
But then at that point, it gets so long. How many syllables is that? Cold rice noodles? Just say 凉皮.
最后我发现人家朋友圈里我的女性的朋友很多人会在家里做珍珠奶茶。
Oh no, that's going to bring down the whole economy.
珍珠奶茶 bubble tea, 我们以前也分享过啊。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后呢，想问一下大家最近你学会了做哪些菜
Right. Or what's your signature dish?
Yeah.
Maybe you already knew how to cook it, but now it's just gotten that much better.
对 it's come a long way. 好那希望大家踊跃地跟我们留言来分享。那今天的节目就到这儿我们下次再见。
All right, see you guys.